Hey friends, what I'm going to be thinking about today is Moses. 7 times in this chapter, we read that Moses did exactly what the Lord commanded him to do. I've grown so fond of him, this fearless leader who started out really fearful, so reluctant, and then God matures him and equips him to do what seems like the impossible tasks over and over again. All of it leads up to this moment in Exodus 40. What was this year like for him? At the end of Moses' life, did he think back on this year and think of it as the best year of his life and the worst year of his life? So much joy and hope, and also so much discouragement and disappointment. Yet verse 33 says, Moses finished the work. There were no shortcuts, no deviations, no detours. He stayed the course. It's like we hear this maturing process from Exodus 1 all the way to Exodus 40. It's an ongoing conversation between Moses and God. And I like to think it's a little bit like this. Moses starts with, wait, who, me? You're kidding, right? Surely someone else is better. God says, I'll be with you, Moses, every step of the way. But I don't know what way to go. God says, I'll cover you with a cloud by day and fire by night. God, we're hungry. Okay, I'll rain down manna. What do I tell the people? God says, tell them these 10 things. Can they come up to the mountain with me? God says, no, I'll come down to them. But how will you come down? Through your leadership and direction, Moses. And then I feel like Moses says, oh, God, you'll work through me. For all the people, for your glory. I want to be like Moses. I want to understand and trust and be able to say to God, oh, you'll work through me so others can experience your presence. For your glory, God.